This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Let's talk to our buddy John McClain. And John, as we talk about these moves that are being made around the NFL, I want to start there before we get to some of this other stuff. Tell me what you think of the move that the Jets have made today to trade for Davante Adams. And does it really make them that much better? Because I still think there's a lot of dysfunction there.
First of all, guys, if there was anybody that actually believed that claptrap that Rodgers had nothing to do with Robert Saleh's firing, I got some property here in Houston I'd like to sell you. Not only does he talk to the owner on Monday night, then he's fired the next day. He claims it didn't come up. Give me a break. And then they trade for the receiver he wants. It's too bad Reddick didn't become good friends with Rodgers, because if Rodgers said, hey, give him whatever he wants, he would have been there. I have never seen a player, a quarterback, in my 48 years of covering the NFL who had the control that Aaron Rodgers has over the Jets, which is one of the many reasons they've been so dysfunctional. They've almost become the villains, people rooting against them. We all knew Davante Adams was hoping to get traded, and he had that mysterious hamstring injury. And then Jeff Obrecht says today, the interim coach, the Jets, says, well, we're hoping he can play in this next game. And I'm like, okay, you're playing the Steelers. He's been hurt with a hamstring, but miraculous recovery when he gets to move to New Jersey. So, and then the Amari Cooper thing, Deshaun Watson is playing worse than any quarterback in the league. And there was a great thing by Bill Barnwell on ESPN.com yesterday, breaking down in every possible analytical category about just how bad Watson has been. And then they trade his best receiver. And the only thing I can see there, guys, is they want to keep Watson playing. Now, maybe Jimmy Haslam is a genius and we don't know it. While everybody thinks Watson should be benched for Jameis Winston, Haslam tells him, keep playing him, because it's pretty obvious if he's a genius, he wants to lose as many games as possible so he can draft Watson's replacement. Now, that would be pure genius. And by the way, congratulations to the Falcons. I picked them to win the division, and I'm glad they're off to the start that they are.
It's great catching up with our man. You recognize the pipes of John McClain. And that's my next question. We've got a lot of good things going here, John. It took us a minute to get Cousins to 100% and the offensive coordinator getting that game plan dialed in. But now we can run, we can throw. We're missing edge rush. Is there a guy that we can do a deal with? I know that everybody's talking about the Lions. We need some edge rush.
Well, first of all, Why do you think Riddick has been with so many teams? He has been a good pass rusher, and they keep getting rid of him. Mm-hmm. Is there a reason for that? What do we not know about Hassan Riddick that goes on behind the scenes in which teams don't want him, even though he's a double-digit sack guy? Isn't John Abraham still the last player to get double-digit sacks there?
Yes. It was actually it was an off-year, but it doesn't count. It was Vic Beasley.
Oh,
He was gone like 2 years later.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it seems like it's been forever, and I thought they were going to get a better one. They're 4-2. I wouldn't want Riddick on my team. No, I would not touch him. Falcons got a good thing going. Why upset that good thing? Mm.
John, you've known Jerry for a long time, and I know that, you know, as he's aged, he's 82 now. I think he celebrated his birthday last weekend. It feels like this is caving in on him. And I know you heard the radio comments where he was on with RJ and the guys up there in Dallas. I mean, what the hell is going on? Jerry is in his bag. His team is not good. What's happening in Dallas right now?
Well, one reason he's getting a lot of criticism is he said they were all in the offseason, and they weren't. Derrick Henry lives there, worked out there, wanted to play for the Cowboys. They never even called his agent. Jerry Jones said they couldn't afford him. He makes like $9 million a year. Of course they could afford him. Anybody can sign just about anybody if you redo a couple of contracts and lower your cap figure. So Derrick Henry is glad they didn't come to him and he re-signed there. And now he's got a chance to be an MVP. He's on a pace for 2,000 yards. And another team that has to answer that is the new head coach of the Titans, Brian Callahan, and their general manager who got total control when Vrabel was fired. If I'm the Titans owner, I'm saying, tell me again why we gave Calvin Ridley $92 million and we didn't want to give Derrick Henry $8 or $9 million a year. Mm. And I wonder what their answer is going to be for that. Jerry Jones, everybody knew he needed a running back. Everybody, fans, media. It went on through free agency, the draft, undrafted free agents, and he didn't do it. And now they're stuck with no running game, putting more pressure on Dak Prescott, and Dak has not played well. Last year, they were 8-0 at home, only unbeaten team. And then that backslide started with Packers in the playoffs. And for the first time in their history, they have trailed in the fourth quarter of four consecutive home games by at least 20 points. The move to bring in Mike Zimmer, bring him back to Dallas as defensive coordinator, replaced Dan Quinn, has backfired. And I have seen Jerry Jones get so much criticism through the decade, and he never responds to it. And then on his own flagship station, he kind of went ballistic this morning. And my former boss at my station in Houston, that's his station up there, you know, he's threatening the talk show host because they're asking him tough questions he doesn't want to hear. And I'm guessing he's just about at the end of his rope, and there's not one damn thing he can do about it. And let me tell you, there's a lot of people in Houston loving every minute of it.
Big battle between H-Town and Big D. It's a John McClain, guys, with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Yeah, it just seems like you can't pick your owner. You know, fans are just kind of hosed right there. The Cowboys, we'll see them here later in the year. Are they going to make the playoffs, or is this the downward spiral of just all these things you just talked about not working?
Well, fortunately for them, it's not a great division. Yes, Washington is the toast of the NFL with Jaden Daniels, and maybe the Commanders will do what the Texans did with C.J. Stroud last year and be a surprise division winner. Philadelphia is not real good. Dallas is not real good. But I don't see Washington running away with that division. If Dak Prescott could play the way he played in regular season, not the playoffs, if he could start playing that way, right now not only is he not worth $60 million a year, he's not worth $60 a year. End zone interceptions, red zone interceptions that he hadn't thrown in recent years. Now, they're going to get their injured defensive players back at some point, maybe soon, and have a better defense. So I'm not saying they're going to be out of it, not at this point, because every year, guys, you know this, there's teams that start poorly and turn it around, just like there's teams that start red hot and we ready to anoint them as a division champion, and then they fall back. And so it's going to happen to teams this year because it happens every year, and I can't wait to see how it plays out.
All right. As we talk about, you know, all the stuff that's happening around the league, and there is a lot, I got to take it back to Houston because I think he set the bar last year. And speaking of the Commanders and Jaden Daniels, I heard on the broadcast, I guess, this week that he has the numbers of C.J. Stroud in his phone that he looks at before every game because he wants to top those numbers because C.J. had the best rookie year of any quarterback in the history of the league. Talk about C.J. and the Texans first and then Jaden's ability to do what he's doing and maybe topping those numbers.
Well, let me say this about Jaden Daniels. Stroud can run if he needs to, but he's a pocket passer. You know, he'll roll out. He likes to throw on the run. His eyes are always down the field. And that's the way it was last year as a rookie starter. So he didn't have a lot of yards rushing. He had 3 touchdowns rushing. So Daniels will blow him away rushing. And Daniels is having a great season. But Stroud set a high standard for rookies and plus an unfair standard for rookies. I felt bad still too for Bryce Young. He didn't have the weapons around him. He didn't have DeMeco Ryans as his head coach. And so, of course, he's off to a terrible start. And Daniels has got a good running game. He's got a good offensive line. He's got Terry McLaurin, other good receivers, including Noah Brown, who was here last year and really helped C.J. Stroud. And then they elected not to re-sign him because they had Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, and Tank Dell. And so it won't surprise me if he doesn't beat his stats. The key is he going to win the division and win a playoff game before losing in the divisional round on the road? And all the stats are great, but the whole idea, of course, is to win. And Daniels, all intents and purposes, is definitely capable of it. I watched some of those throws he makes on the highlights, and it's not receivers making great catches. It's him putting the ball pinpoint placement. And that's one of the things Stroud's good at, decision-making, poise, and accuracy. Puts the ball right where the receivers need it.
Talking with our man John McClain here, guys, on the WaitForIt.com hotline. I know we mentioned our need for pass rush. The Lions need pass rush now with that horrible injury to Aiden Hutchinson. Is it Telesco's the GM of the Raiders? He's a Bill Polian guy. Is he going to fire sale the Raiders and move Max Crosby, or are they going to keep doing what they're doing?
No, they're not moving Max Crosby. That reminds me of baseball. Everybody was saying Terry Skubal of the Tigers was going to be traded. They didn't trade him, and look what's happened.
Yeah.
Crosby's the most important player they have. He's the most popular player they have. If Telesco was to trade him, he might as well move back to San Diego, go to work selling insurance because he'd get run out of town. And plus, players like Crosby can play longer. So, no, I don't think so. Adams was unhappy. He wanted out. He let them know it. He lied publicly when the stories got out. He wanted to be traded. And then, of course, he admitted he wanted to be traded. Now he is. And good luck to him getting in that circus at MetLife Stadium with Aaron Rodgers. And Aiden Hutchinson is a great player. But you see all the time players get hurt and the team keep going. If the Lions were to play every week, like they played against the Cowboys, they may not lose again. That includes the Super Bowl. Now they're playing the Vikings. You know, we got 2 great games this weekend, Lions and Vikings and Ravens and your arch rival Buccaneers there. Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see those games because of the way the teams are playing. Right now, if I had to pick the best team in the AFC, I would pick Baltimore. You know, Baltimore scoring 2. Kansas City's unbeaten. Kansas City's been, you know, kind of winning ugly. But to me, when I see Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry and how that running game opens up the passing game, man, they're going to be hard to beat. And the Lions, Dan Campbell, does such a great job of motivating. You know, he looks like he'd go out and eat an animal raw if he had to, if he thinks it helped him win. And the players eat it up. Of course, the fans do as well. And so it's such an exciting race with all the great young quarterbacks and the older quarterbacks like Kirk Cousins. You know, right. Who doesn't like Kirk Cousins? I've never heard anybody that knew Cousins say they didn't like him. You know, he's had some hard luck. He's lost some tough games. But, boy, he's been on a roll after that opener.
He has. It's always a pleasure, John, to talk with you. Glad you're doing well. And, you know, there's just so much going on, man. We love the fact that the NFL is driving the bus. Week 7 should be interesting. We will talk soon, my friend. Take care.
Sounds good, guys. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
You got it. It's funny. I posted a video last commercial break, and I said, man, we got to go get Haason Reddick. And we find out that the Jets probably wouldn't trade Reddick to an NFC team because it ups the ante on the Eagles' compensation pick. And then I said, okay, forget that video I just posted. Say Max Crosby every time I mention Reddick. And then John McClain says, no, the Raiders aren't trading Max Crosby. So go back and watch the video I posted and just say, edge rusher of your choice.
Yeah, pick one. Pick somebody. Hey, man, Mike, what do we got coming up in Guy Talk?
All right, man, you may have seen the disturbing video of what happened after the Ravens-Commanders game. A Ravens fan beating up Commanders fans on the streets of Baltimore. Well, justice is swift and sure in the Charm City. We'll explain that story. Mm. And what if I told you there's a biography coming out? Hoo-ah! And they got an audio version.
Oh, wow.
Is that something you'd be interested in? Next. What a player's play. Busy and a big week for us here on Dukes and Bell. Tomorrow we'll be up there talking to Coach Ra from the Ticketmaster Studios at Flowery Branch. A big event for us. We do this every year, guys. We get involved with Paint Gwinnett Pink, which is a huge 5K which goes on at Cool-Ray Field. Live music and concerts and all sorts of fun stuff that'll be going down. The pickup for the packets, if you're going to be walking or running. Thursday, we're going to be at the Gwinnett Medical Center Foundation. It's North Brown Road in Lawrenceville, right off of Sugarloaf, basically. So we'll be up there on Thursday. And then Friday, come see us at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
Yeah.
But wait, there's more.
No, there is. And Monday, we are going to be at the Buffalo Wild Wings right there at Perimeter Mall. Big show, lots of fun. We're inviting everybody out.
Doubleheader too for Monday Night Football.
It is, and we're normally not out on Mondays just because of the follow-up to Sunday. But, guys, we'll be out there chopping it up, and we want you to stop by. If you've not been to that Buffalo Wild Wings, by the way, it's incredible.
Right by Perimeter. We did the show there about back in the spring. It's unbelievable. All right, so now you can't say you haven't been told, so put it on your calendar. Hey, man, you may have seen the video. Man, I saw this the other night. I was like, oof, man, I'd love to see this guy get a whooping. Talking about a guy who they believe is suspected to be Jack Callis, an insurance salesman from Metropolitan D.C. Baltimore.
That's his name?
Jack Callis.
Okay.
Not Callis, O-U-S.
Right.
But C-A-L-L-I-S. A lot of folks went on the internet and you saw the video of a Commanders fan who's certainly tuned up or on something. Walking up to a Ravens fan, I should say, walking up to Commanders fans in Baltimore and just wailing on them. And just starts blindsiding them, sucker punching them. And he's got some stooge with him with a video, videotaping the whole thing. Some people are saying when you throw this guy in jail for 5 to 10, put the guy with the camera in there too with him. So he can make some own videos while they're spooning. But anyway, the Metro Police has zero tolerance and they're looking for the guy. They want him to come forward. A lot of people saying, hey, Police, Baltimore PD, it's not that hard. We figured it out. Guys have seen the video,
yeah.
And they've said that, and it's funny, there's a lot of unconfirmed stuff out there that this guy's a prep school guy that was kicked out of multiple prep schools, and his dad's allegedly rich.
Okay.
It literally seems like the episode, the Shaft movie with the Samuel L. Jackson and Christian Bale was the young creep. That's what this guy sounds like. You got a kid who's basically a punk.
Yeah.
And his daddy's been looking out for him. I don't know if all that's true, but one thing for certain, the insurance company he works for, they figured out it's him.
Uh-oh.
And they have subsequently fired him.
You're fired.
Maury Donnelly and Parr, an insurance company, says they've got a zero tolerance policy for violence and aggressive behavior. As a result of the conduct displayed in the video, the individual has been terminated. So as I said, it shouldn't take Baltimore PD too long to figure out where this guy is unless, you know, like that kid who had the DUI with the mom sent him to Mexico and had him on the lam. But either way, he's a grown man. And a lot of people, as I said, are saying that no arrests have been made. They're still seeking his exact identity. But a lot of folks, you know, sleuths on social media because the guy's looking at the camera going, I don't lose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently, he's also got a rap sheet. Apparently, nice. Love to know who his lawyer is. Apparently, had assaulting a police officer. Got probation on that one.
So he's got a little history.
Yeah. Good luck you and me doing that and getting probation.
Yeah. He's got a little history.
Right.
I'm glad they found him, Mike. These are the consequences of stuff like this now. Where, and again, people's gonna be like, you shouldn't lose his job. He's at the game. He's beating random people up for no damn reason.
Right. And if you haven't seen it, just Google it. You'll be seeing he's 24 years old, and he literally looks like the walking embodiment of the rich creep who should be in the Cobra Kai.
Do you have to walk out of these games now with your head on a swivel?
Well, you know, I see things like 49ers games. Those guys get tuned up. Dodger fans, you've seen a guy almost get, you know,
yeah,
basically get brain damage in that. I don't know, man. I used, you know me, and Carl's seen it before. I used to engage. And now the thing was in years in the past. I'm like, I'm 56. I'm too old to be scrapping on the street. But it's just something now where it's like, you don't know what's going on with some of these wackadoodles out there. It's not worth it.
No, it's not. It's not. Right. And I'm at the game to have fun. I said this. Like, if you throw a beer in my wife's face, that's a problem.
Yeah, there's something. That's a problem. Certain things you're going to step to,
but,
and that's it.
Yes, but if you are just clowning around and you're making noise and I don't like it and you don't like it, so be it. I mean, but I don't understand how people get to this point. But that guy is getting what he deserves.
Right, and you won the freaking game. Why you got to start punching people in the head? Anyway. Hey, man, Al Pacino's memoir is out. It's called Sonny Boy. It hits bookstores and Amazon and anywhere else you get your books and your audiobooks today. Mm. Apparently, Al Pacino does the narration of the audiobook.
Oh, that should be interesting.
And I just told Carl, I was joking around. What do you think? Just take a wild guess. How long do you think you're going to be listening to Al Pacino? It's a big book.
It is.
How long do you think the narration is going to take in hours and minutes?
It's a two-hour narration.
It runs 12 hours and 28 minutes.
What?
The audiobook. I'd never worked with Michael Mann before. But I was intrigued by the project and working with Robert De Niro. She's got a great act. You got your head all the way up.
This is going to take forever.
There was a stage in my career where I stopped being a low-speaking actor and became a loud actor. I take a flamethrower to this place. I'm really interested in this. You know, God is an absentee landlord. Remember that from the Devil's Advocate?
Oh, my goodness.
When did Al make the transition from normal speaking Al to loud Al?
Loud Al. No, I didn't know it was going to be that long. Listen, the book is probably very good. He's sharing all the stuff.
Right. I'm just thinking traffic. I've seen it really this year, and you and I talked about this a few months ago. It's grown exponentially. My commute is getting longer and longer every day.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think the South Side is kind of like where I live is one of the last areas where there's more development going in. I don't know, whatever it is. Or just people are driving like nitwits.
So you're listening to audiobooks.
Drop the top on the Batmobile, listen to help. You pull up to somebody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Al Pacino. I didn't think I'd get Godfather. Coppola was he wanted me with the studio, wanted to fire me. You know, you've already seen some of those things on the Actors Studio. What do you think, Chris? I don't know. Chris's mic is out, but would you go for this? I mean, I know we're different generations, but for guys of a certain age, Al Pacino is one of the greatest of all.
Oh, he's acting royalty. I mean, 12 hours is...
That's an investment.
You got to split that thing up into a couple different sessions.
That's an investment, man, no doubt. But the
memoir,
here's the
deal. It's a man who has nothing left to fear and nothing left to hide.
Well, if it's good, which I'm assuming it would be, all right, I could definitely get into that. It is funny, though, to hear, because that's exactly how it's going to sound.
I've never done an audiobook. I'm old-fashioned. I like to just have the book in my hand and just, you know, sit down and do it, but that would be kind of compelling.
Well, here's the thing, and it's just me, and maybe I can't chew gum and walk at the same time, but, Mike, the audiobook doesn't allow me to imagine when I'm sitting there reading in a hard copy.
To visualize all these things.
Correct. I still love a hard copy of a book and just reading it, you know, from front to back. when I hear the audiobook, and I've tried this because I wanted to convert because I was like, oh, to your point, I'm in the car a lot. I'll listen to an audiobook.
Right.
And I just couldn't sit there and take it all in. Podcasts are different.
Right.
I don't know why, but when I'm trying to imagine these characters and books and what's going on, I just can't. I know a lot of you do it, though.
I think we got to call up Bobby Hebert and tell him to write a book and narrate it himself.
Oh, that'd be funny.
You know, Saints fans turn on me like a rabid dog because Jim Fisk won't give me a contract. I had to be a mercenary.
It would be funny.
A Cajun. What would Bobby's book be called? Cajun Man.
Yeah.
real quick, I know we got to go to break. Told the story about being in Bobby's hometown back in the day, Falcon Saints. This is back in the mid-2000s. And his dad. Here's Bobby. You know, USFL passing leader, one of the great NFL quarterbacks, made a nice career for himself, a huge star in New Orleans. His father didn't have what it took to be on LSU, though.
Oh, wow. That's just cold.
How crazy is that?
That's cold.
I guess what Bobby went to is now considered Louisiana Lafayette.
Lafayette,
right,
yeah.
Anyway, hey, man, there's your guide talk brought to you by Duke's Bell. Hey, man, Ale, come drink some with us on Friday up at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Why didn't Clark Phillips take that to the house? Raheem Morris answers that as we start preparation for Seattle, and we're 3-0 in the division. He also answers questions about that as well. Stay right there. Falcon Report next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.